morning's reading, You Are Enough. You are enough. You are enough. Though perhaps beaten down, exhausted, lonely, distracted, overwhelmed by life's relentless complexities, you are enough. You are enough. You may be behind in your bill payments and ahead in your caloric intake. You may owe handwritten letters to a half dozen friends. Your bathroom may be messy and your kitchen even worse. Whatever the reasons that you feel inadequate or sorry or wrong, you are still enough. The spirit of life, which is pushing green buds through bare branches, which has produced blossoms from stalks where 2 weeks before were nothing but hard ground, the spirit of life exists within you too. Even if you are deeply grieving this morning, awash in memory and mourning, we wish you peace. May you eventually remember that you are enough. We believe in the inherent worth and dignity of all persons. You do not have to earn your worth. You cannot earn your worth because you are already enough. No matter what troubles, whether or not we notice it, the universe is filled with love. The universe is full of love, showering us with it every moment. And that love is not only outside of us, we too are filled with love. The instant we remember that fact, we regain access to the care, courage, and compassion that is our human birthright. There is pain, yes. Each of us knows suffering of a thousand kinds. And amidst it all, we are held in love. You are enough, and yet you are not enough. You are not enough to save the world by yourself. You are not enough to save your family by yourself. And you are not enough to blame yourself for every failure or transgression. You are absolutely enough to live out your best human potential. You are enough to sit with others who are themselves enough and be enough together for our aching and sparkling planet. For the rest of our lives, may we truly feel the pulse of life evolving through us and know we are enough.
Thank you, Pam, for that reading by Chip Roche. I'll explore that reading as a way to introduce my sermon on intentionally living a UU life. The idea of living intentionally as a Unitarian Universalist implies to me taking deliberate actions in life to bring about personal growth, to bring more love and more justice into the world. There seems to be an immediate conflict here within the philosophy of Reverend Rausch's reading, a reading that repeats over and over again, you are already enough. Whatever the reasons you may feel inadequate or sorry or wrong, you are still enough. How can we already be enough and at the same time be working for our own spiritual growth? We're already enough. Is a very important and a very comforting message that we all need to hear when we feel overwhelmed. We know that self-flagellation for our shortcomings and failures is not going to help the situation. We know at some level that we've been doing the best that we can under the circumstances, sometimes doing amazingly well under very difficult circumstances. But the author goes on to say, the spirit of life which is pushing green buds through bare branches, which has produced blossoms from stalks where 2 weeks before were nothing but hard ground, that spirit of life exists within you too. It's lovely imagery. The spirit of life is at work within each of us, as surely as it works on the dry, apparently lifeless twigs in winter to bring forth green buds and blossoms when the time is right. In the spring of the year, we're born with that spark of divinity within us. We are enough. You cannot earn your worth because you are already enough. Accepting that you're already enough is an act of religious faith. We all have known times when it didn't feel that we were enough, times when we felt as if the spirit of life had left us behind and bereft, alone in a world that was indifferent, if not completely hostile. We know that our time on earth is finite. We know that there will be a winter for each of us when spring does not come, when the buds and blossoms on the other side of the frightening cold will not emerge. And still, some of us at least, seem to find the courage to accept that we are enough, even in that moment. That our life is and has been enough. And this is an act of religious faith. You are enough, and yet you are not enough. You are not enough by yourself. In order to accept that you are enough, you must accept that you are part of something bigger than yourself. You're enough when you realize that you're part of the evolution of humanity. And together with others who came before us and will come after us, you are enough to save this aching and sparkling planet. From this perspective, living an intentional Unitarian Universalist life means recognizing that that spirit of life is within each of us. Recognizing our shortcomings at the same time as you recognize that urge of spirit of life. That urge that encourages us to promote love and justice in ourselves and for our neighbors. The tension that's built into the words of Reverend Rausch is the tension between our role as agents of free will and our inevitable, predictable role in reaction to circumstances that we have no control over. We do not live lives that are entirely intentional. Our lives, to a large extent, are shaped by our past experiences and by the culture that we find ourselves immersed in. Often we've been influenced, shaped, often even scarred by events in our past in ways that are hidden from our conscious mind. This is the fertile ground for spiritual growth that can sometimes only be unlocked with the help of an outside perspective. Often the case is the professional psychologist or psychotherapist. What does it mean, amongst all of this, to live intentionally as a Unitarian Universalist? For me, it implies three things. First, it implies a commitment to affirm and promote the seven principles of Unitarian Universalism. These are aspirational statements that are nicely summarized on the front page of today's Order of Service. If you intend to live intentionally as a Unitarian Universalist, you should become very familiar with these principles, and I recommend that you commit them to memory. I realize that's the second thing I've asked you to memorize today. And that whole function of memorizing things is something that's gotten out of our consciousness, at least for many of us. And it's a wonderful practice. So consider memorizing our seven principles. It won't be easy. Second, living intentionally as a Unitarian Universalist requires that you are affiliated in some way with other UUs. This is normally accomplished by becoming a member of a UU congregation. It's essential because Unitarian Universalism is a covenantal faith tradition, requiring that UUs learn to live in community and in relationship with each other. To put it simply, if you cannot sustain a long-term relationship with other UUs, then what are your prospects for building love and justice in the world at large? The third thing that I think an intentional life of Unitarian Universalism requires, as Reverend Rausch had written, is realization that you are enough, and the corollary to that, then each of us is enough. We have no need to change another person, and that's a very hard lesson. If we change other people, it'll be through the movement of that spirit that we talked about earlier. It'll be by the example that we lead in our own lives. And it'll be by the love that exists in the universe. This is fundamental to being a Unitarian Universalist. This is what makes us different than every other religious faith tradition. We have no creed or dogma, which means that people of all faith traditions are welcome here. All faith traditions or none, although I don't believe anyone has no faith. But what makes us different is that I don't claim to have the answers for you. I'm not here to convince you that I know the truth and I should change the way you think. You are enough as you are. But part of being enough is being moved by that spirit within you to grow and to expand your consciousness. So listening to other people and other people's perspectives is fundamental to who we are as a church. And we listen to those perspectives and we may be changed by them, and we bite our tongue when we want to change someone else's perspective. We may want to share our faith, but we have no need to convert someone else to our beliefs. Living intentionally as a UU requires that you become comfortable with change. Our faith tradition has grown and changed through time. And that's a defining characteristic of who and what we are. I think that the members of the Church of the Redeemer in Halifax, that great Universalist institution of the late 1800s, which led directly to this congregation, would scarcely recognize Unitarian Universalists today. There's been a clear progression in theology over the decades, but the cumulative effect of that slight change has been breathtaking. The seven principles that so clearly define us have roots going back to our tradition for hundreds of years, but the present form wasn't taken until the merger of Unitarian Universalists in 1961. And the last principle, the respect for the interdependent web of all existence, was added in just a little over 30 years ago when our environmental consciousness was raised by our awareness of the disastrous effects of pollution that we were generating and the effects of pesticides and habitat loss on the natural world around us. So what it means to be an intentional Unitarian Universalist is always changing and always a matter of mostly respectful discussion within our covenanted community. Earlier I noted that on a personal level, we can be as much or more reactive than we can be intentional. So there's something happening within our faith tradition right now that I want to share with you. This reaction, reactivity, if you will, to circumstances applies to collective community as well as to individuals. So as I prepare to close, I'd like to leave you with some thoughts about intentions for the future of our faith tradition. Unitarian Universalism grew up in a context of Western European society and thought. While we have espoused a theology that we believe is universal and applicable to all of humanity, our practices have been shaped by the reaction to this Western European context. This reaction is most evident in the lack of racial diversity within our congregations. We've talked for decades about becoming more racially diverse, and in the 1960s, we took some very bold steps to bring that about during the civil rights movement in the United States. This initiative, however, collapsed, and it has not yet regained the momentum that was aspired to. The story of that chapter in our history is told in a 2009 book entitled The Arc of the Universe is Long, Unitarian Universalists, Anti-Racism, and the Journey from Calgary. One of the three authors of that book is Reverend Chip Rausch, whose reading opened our sermon today. I mention it here now because we're being challenged to consider what it means to live intentionally as Unitarian Universalists. We're being challenged by those who see the cognitive dissonance between our stated desire of inclusion and our actual practices, by those who see racism and oppression built into the fabric of our faith tradition. And so there's a movement that's gaining strength to add an eighth principle to our cherished seven principles. One proposal for that eighth principle reads as follows. We covenant to affirm and promote journeying towards spiritual wholeness By working to build a diverse, multicultural, beloved community, by our actions that accountably dismantle racism and other oppressions in ourselves and in our institutions. There will be a resolution presented at the annual meeting of the Canadian Unitarian Council in May to create a study group to promote a report and or resolution. And if things go as planned, that report or resolution will come to be voted in the year 2020 at the annual meeting, which will be held here in Halifax. At this time in our history, the Unitarian Universalist faith is enough. And yet it is not enough. We are part of something much larger, being called forward by the Spirit of life. So what does it mean to live intentionally as a Unitarian Universalist? It requires a commitment to our existing seven principles, a commitment to living in covenantal community, a willingness to change ourselves without the need to change our neighbor. And it does this as the Spirit of life pushes new green buds through old branches. May it be so.
And I'd like to point out there, I'm Matt from St. John's.
Very good. I think after a response, we'll invite him to say a few words. Thank you.
Oh, well, no, I'll send someone. Our minister sent me.
No, I really